This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Washington, D.C., thanks to our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind. We're here because you can't be here. I get it. You're there, we're here. So don't worry. A lot of things you can do from home. A lot of things you can do. In fact, I'd be interested, actually, in hearing from the listeners on what you are doing. I know. Imagine a lot of people want to be here, and I know a lot of people are. My estimation is north of a couple thousand. I had an opportunity to talk to Sidney Powell for about a nanosecond yesterday to work on when we're going to schedule her to be on the show this week. She was with Mike Lindell, and Mike Lindell said, Scott Annan just told me that he thinks there could be as many as 10% of North Dakota that are going to be in Washington, D.C. Can you believe that, Sidney? So
wow.
He puts her on the phone, and she says, that's not very many people. All of us think of it as holy buckets. If you could get 10% of people in North Dakota, well, to
76,000 people in D.C. is a drop in the bucket, but 76,000 people from one of the 50 states times 50 would be a lot of people. Well, and we all know the more populous states would end up with more people.
We're both right. The point is probably 1%. I believe that in every fiber of my being. I personally, one little lowly talk show host has heard from over 1,000 people.
Heck, even if it's a half a percent, that's still a lot of people.
Right. And so I do believe, and Mike is prone to, sort of like Donald Trump. If there's going to be 2 million people here, he'll say there's 8 million people here. And that's just the showman in them both. It's not a fault. They're not lying. They just say, look at the crowd. So my point is if 1 million people are here, it's a big deal. If 2 million people are here, it practically shuts down Washington, D.C. Only 500,000 people live in the district, or 750 or whatever. It's a small number, you know, compared to big, big cities. And so you tell me, when we look at the mall tomorrow, and if it is a massive humanity from the Capitol to the Lincoln Memorial, Mike Lindell was right, Donald Trump was right, and this is a big deal. I believe a lot of North Dakotans will be here. Back to the phones we go, but thank you to our sponsors. We can't do this without you. One of them is Mike Flynn and MyPillow, so check out MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, and thank you. NDTruckWash.com, Stanley, North Dakota, best in the West. Truckers, they're patriots. Do me this favor, if you're traveling Highway 2, call ahead. They'll be ready. The door will be open. They'll wave you in. There's hardly a line most, the right times. ND Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota, on Highway 2, right behind the Bakken Central Pinnacle location. All right. Kevin Kramer at the bottom of the hour takes your calls. Until then, take it away. David in Rolla, North Dakota. You've got a minute. Tell me everything I need to know.
Nephew who's on a Mormon mission in Georgia. Most of the missionaries have gotten Georgia driver's licenses and residency, but they were told they cannot vote because they're not really Georgia citizens. And I'll just listen on the radio.
Meanwhile, how many Georgia citizens do you think are voting? I don't know what the laws are, but if you're a missionary for the Mormon Church and you're there for 6 months a year, I don't know how long they go, and it says 6 months residency, you can vote, they should be able to vote. And again, the legislature is responsible for making those laws. If somebody considers them to be unconstitutional, then they should take that to court. But I guarantee you, there are people that are voting today in Georgia that don't know Georgia from third base. And they haven't spent more than 15 minutes there. I guarantee you that. And meanwhile, when we say, could we get voter ID? Could we just have people vote, be able to present a card just like I do to the law enforcement officer when he pulls me over? You know what they say? Oh, that's voter suppression. You can't do that. That's voter suppression. And who told me? Somebody told me, it might have been Kevin Cramer, we'll ask him. I think it was Senator Cramer, and Mitch McConnell told him a federal court said voter ID by a majority of vote of the court. I think it was 6-3, but it was a federal court in one of the ninth or whatever, I forget what circuit, that said voter ID is not voter suppression. So now I say to you, Republican Party, when you've had the power you've had and the president you have had for the last 4 years, why haven't we taken that decision and made sure, I don't know, start with Georgia and then maybe Pennsylvania, and I don't know, Michigan's kind of important. How about Wisconsin? Maybe throw in Nevada for good measure. Focus on those states and say they should have voter ID, and so should Florida and so should Ohio, because they're the big ones every year, along with a few others. Let's focus on them and get voter ID. They've raised hundreds of millions of dollars to fight political fights and legal fights. Actually, I'm sorry, the hundreds of millions of dollars is legal fights. They've raised money to fight legal fights. They've raised billions to fight the political fights. I don't get it. I don't get it. It's another question I'll put on my list for Kevin, but I'm going to let you ask the question. So you ask it so I don't have to. He'll be here at the bottom of the hour. Jeff, and by the way, Kevin Cramer's here for a half hour. Senator Hovind isn't. Now, they said he's flying back from North Dakota, but I bet he's got a layover. I bet he could get on the phone. I trust he'll be here tomorrow or the next day, and if he isn't, I'll be upset, and you will be too. Congressman Kelly Armstrong has been asked by us to be a guest every day, pretty much for the last 45 days. He doesn't return my calls. He hasn't returned a text of mine. And it's not about me. I'm doing it for you. He said he didn't believe the voting 26-page report on the voting machines because there weren't enough data points. I said, can you get the data points? He said, I've asked for them. I'm waiting for them. I'll let you know. Haven't heard anything since. So Kelly's hiding. Not hiding from Chris Berg. Not hiding from forum newspaper reporters. But he's hiding from us. He's hiding from us. That's unfortunate. I hope it changes before I leave Washington, D.C. Jeff in Jamestown, you got a month. Go! Oh, not a month. I wish I had a month. You got a minute. Go ahead.
Congratulations. Hovind and Cramer are going to endorse the election, and it'll be done, and we can move on to better things. We've fooled with this long enough. I'm glad to see they made a decision with the information they had. Works for me. Thank you.
Are you being serious, though, Jeff, about that, or are you being silly? He hung up. Some people are in that camp. Some people say, come on, you tried everything. The states blew it. The courts blew it. And they can't do it. Let's move on. Let's just fight like hell for 2 years like they did. If we find out eventually Biden won, he could be impeached. He'll be done politically because he'll have been proven to stolen an election. And we can just resist like they did. Problem is, we don't fight like they do. Second problem is, I don't know if we'll have a country 2 years from now. The country I was born into in 1964 is vastly different than today's country. And my favorite president of all time, Ronald Reagan, once said, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. I believe him. That's not much time. And I think that clock started ticking long before today. That's why we fight. That's why we say, no, you want socialism, and you're the fair-haired girl in Washington, D.C., and crazy Bernie in the Senate, and you want socialism, but I don't, because I know the Founding Fathers didn't. Pete is on the road. You got a minute? Go, Pete.
Yeah, just curious. My daughter texted me this morning and said that there's a problem with stimulus checks going into the wrong bank accounts, and the bank said it's happening to a lot of people.
I've heard the same thing, which worries me that it's fraud. I have sent everything I've got from people, including, you know, like tax ID numbers and Social Security numbers and everything, which you usually don't send to a talk show host, to try to get to the bottom of it to a fellow by the name of Jason Sturrock, who works for Senator Cramer. He always gets me the quickest answers. So he said that was a problem. I thought that had been fixed by now. We're on it. So we'll ask Kevin about that, too. He might have already gotten a report.
My daughter just texted me that this morning. She contacted the bank, and the bank told her that that's what the problem was.
Yeah, that's a mess. So we're on it, Pete.
Yeah, they can't even get that right.
No, exactly. If we get the answer, I'll let you know as soon as I know, okay? We are efforting a little fact check on that. Doug and Fargo, you have exactly 1 minute. Go, Doug.
Oh, I really miss my country, and there are no polite words to say to express how utterly disappointed I am in Hove and Kramer and Armstrong. And I believe this is a classic example of why we need to repeal the 17th Amendment, because if Kramer and Hovind were truly accountable to our legislator and our people, I think both of them would be unemployed today. They were silent with the attack on the Constitution as our Department of Justice, the FBI, the CIA, ambassadors, the Democratic Party attacked our laws, lied to Congress, and fought against the Constitution and Russiagate for the last 4 years. And they're silent now. And if Kramer and Hovind don't agree with what Ted Cruz is doing, where's their alternative way to root out all of the corruption that has been documented?
Thank you, Doug. Couldn't have said it any better. I agree. Ted Cruz knows the Constitution.
Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532.
Minnesota has been under a state of emergency for 7 months, but the tens of thousands of COVID deaths that were predicted didn't happen, and only 6% of hospitalizations in Minnesota are now due to COVID. It is time to end one-man rule and get Minnesotans back to work and our kids back to school. Brought to you by the Center of the American Experiment.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Who do we thank for that? The listeners. Who else do we thank for that? We thank our sponsors. Because without them, what do we have? What do we have? One of those good sponsors is Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And I was in a sauna the other day, probably for the first time, I don't know, gosh, at a hotel somewhere 10 years or more ago, right? And I said, Vince, I hate to say this, but you're right. Everything you said about this sauna, from my own personal perspective, is right. And all the research and data says 20 minutes a day, and you reduce your chance of all the bad stuff, Alzheimer's, heart disease, everything. I've heard heart doctors talk about it. You do it twice a day for 20 minutes, and that percentage goes up. Now, what the percentage is less of a chance to get it. And I don't know about you, but if somebody tells me I could do something that's fun to do, sit in the sauna, have a heart-to-heart chat with my wife, talk about the day, how did things go, you know, I'm in a swimsuit, I throw my robe on if I'm outside, if I'm inside, I can wear what I want, you know, my birthday suit. You put them in a garage, you put them in a basement, plug them in, and 10 minutes after you call Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, they got you on the delivery schedule. It's that easy. Their showrooms are amazing. They're in Fargo, they're in Bismarck, and they're in Grand Forks. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. So Kathy is back. We chatted briefly with Kathy yesterday about this tough battle in Pennsylvania. And we're going to talk with her in a moment here. Kathy Barnett is her name. Before I do that, Kathy, just hang tight one second because poor Ralph in Jamestown has been waiting to talk about the judicial system for a long time. And we hate that we have to make our callers wait. The problem is we have so many callers. So that's a good problem. We appreciate the callers, the listeners. We're going to get to you as quick as we can. You can always text 701-367-2054. Or maybe a little bit of a wait, but you will get on. And you might want to call right now if you want to talk to Senator Kramer, because that's coming up in a bit here as well. And just let Daniel know that's what you want to call about at 800-228-0550. Ralph in Jamestown, you have a minute, sir. Go ahead.
I think Trump has a fine idea here, what he mentioned yesterday about rotating these Supreme Court justices down to the districts and rotating other people in. Nothing would give me greater pleasure than to see Justices Kagan and Sotomayor sent to some federal court up in Alaska. This would be one way to incentivize these old geezers on the court so they don't end up croaking while they're on bench. So I'm all for that idea. A random selection of judges, rotate them into the Supreme Court periodically.
Did you say geezers in the middle of that? Because I kind of got stopped on that point, but I know what you're saying. And rest her soul, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was, at geezer status by the end, right? So
That's right.
And we've had ours too. But are their faculties still there? Are they? Should they slow down a little now? Donald Trump is a genius. Donald Trump is the smartest, hardest working president in my lifetime, maybe ever. Especially on the hardworking part. His own son told me he operates on 3 to 4 hours of sleep and is fine. I have to have a minimum of 5 or it's a bad day. And if I have 6 to 8, everything's fine. So I don't know how he does it. And the problem, Ralph, with that idea is it's a great idea for the times we're in. But the founding fathers had all this stuff figured out. And they didn't have anything about rotating between the Supreme Court. Now, I don't think if they talked about the actual members, because I've heard, you know, pack the court. So if they can pack the court and call it constitutional, can they also do a rotating deal? Fine. If not 9, let's make it 11. But let's rotate them. Right? So, I don't know. Nate in Wappington wants to talk about voter ID next, and we'll do that with Senator Kramer in a minute here. But I first want to talk to Kathy. Where are you at today, Kathy? Are you there, Kathy? Can you hear me, Kathy? All right, I'm going to go to Nate while you work that out, okay? Kathy, and I believe it's Barnett, but make sure I have that right. In Slack, if you would, Chris. Let's go to Nate. Nate in Wappington, you're next on What's on Your Mind. By the way, Slack was down yesterday. Does anybody else use Slack? Slack is the greatest tool we've ever had in our office place. Well, it was down, in a big swath of the country. I guess they were getting a lot of grief. But anyway, we got Kathy back, and then I'll go to Nate.
Sorry about that. I am running errands in preparation for tomorrow.
Oh, you should be. You should be. So, Kathy, where? Tell me what district you ran in and lost and were cheated out of your congressional seat.
Yeah, well, I have not yet conceded, so I'm still the candidate for the 4th Congressional District of Pennsylvania, which is primarily comprised of Montgomery County, one of the 15 most corrupt counties, it appears. It shows up every time there's a voter irregularity right about now. And we are next door to Philadelphia, so that's where we are. And what we saw, you know, in addition to hundreds of dead people coming out and voting in my election, we saw that. We saw roughly 3,000 ballots that went out to people who are not even on our voter rolls, a third of whom actually submitted their ballot and participated in my election. So we saw all the different things that you see going across the nation. Additionally, what we found and what I was talking to you about yesterday are these unidentified U voters.
Now, that's what I want to talk about. First of all, God bless you, Kathy, for not just saying, well, there'll be a next time, and I can do this in 2 years, and I'm just going to go along and be nice, and, you know, the evidence hasn't been proven out enough, like all the, you know, crap we hear on the mainstream media. Tell me about why you know those U votes robbed you of an election.
Well, you know what? I mean, I subscribe to what Peter Navarro detailed as theft by a thousand cuts. When we first started this, we were all looking for that one silver bullet. I don't believe that it's just one silver bullet. I believe that what we're finding are what may appear to be small, negligible, seemingly unconnected irregularities that on their own do not amount to much. But when you begin to add all of these cuts up, you begin to now have the power to overturn the will of the people. So when you take a cut like, you know, dead people showing up and voting, when you take cuts like, you know, people who aren't even on your mail-in, on your voter roll coming in and voting, when you begin to add all of these little buckets up, then you begin to have an issue. And the U voters is just another cut that's not just germane to my district, but we found them in Arizona. We found them in Georgia. We find them, and they're usually located in some of those heavily Democrat-leaning areas. And so we just started taking a look at our voter rolls, and we noticed that we had these U voters. Now, if you wanted to register to vote in my county, you would either do so online or by paper. And when you do, they give you two options for your gender, male, female, or you can leave it blank and it defaults to a null, N-U-L-L value. But when you look at my voter roll, you don't have three options for gender. You have four, male, female, null, and then you have these unidentified U voters.
And yeah, so I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, that is not the United States of America. Kathy, keep fighting. We'll talk again soon. Check out these U votes.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift, the gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discover more.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming January 2021 auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: 360 acres in Ransom, 552 acres in Lemoore, 124 acres in Griggs, 30 acres in Cass, and a 480-acre farm in Marshall County, Minnesota, and a 432,000-bushel grain elevator and storage facility in Washik, North Dakota. View all of these Piper's auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
All eyes are on the Georgia Senate runoffs today. No candidate in either of Georgia's Senate races won a majority of the vote November 3rd, triggering the runoff for both seats. The Republican candidates with their messages.
Are you ready to show America that Georgia's a red state? Georgia, we have to hold the line.
This is the last line of defense against this radical socialist agenda. You heard Joe Biden just today say that this is a generational election. What does he mean by that? Well, it's exactly what Chuck Schumer said. Take Georgia and change America.
The polls in Georgia will close this evening at 7 p.m. local time. The Portland Police Bureau said Monday that a cleaning crew's mistake likely led to the escape of 24-year-old David Dahlin. He's charged with attempted murder and is accused of ramming a police officer with a car last month. Dahlin was being detained when cleaning crews opened the door to his holding room. The worker closed it, realizing the room was occupied, but the door did not latch properly. The manhunt continues. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind, Parla Schwann, Buick GMC, busy marking down all the used inventory for their gigantic indoor used car sale. It is one day only, coming up Saturday, January 9th. It's this Saturday. Don't miss this annual event. Over 125 used cars, trucks, crossovers, sport utilities, all marked down in 70-degree comfort inside the dealership on Memorial Highway underneath the gigantic American flag in Mandan. All makes, all models, many local trades, 15 vehicles under 10 grand, 4x4 starting at $19.95, vehicles starting at $4.99, and vehicles under $5,000 will not be sold until January 9th, so just make that date. Hurry in for the best selection. Doors will open at 8 a.m. sharp Saturday, January 9th. This Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., the indoor gigantic used car sale at Schwann Buick GMC Memorial Highway, Mandan.
Just a moment. We'll give him a sec to call, and just quickly want to tell you that Chris Larson has been doing incredible work trying to make sure that we're able to talk on this program so you can have the opportunity to talk to Senator Cramer, Senator Hoeven, Congressman Armstrong. Senator Cramer wins the contest, if there is one, of finding time in his schedule to talk to North Dakotans, and has been very gracious about that. You know he's a friend of mine. I'll never apologize for that, but I appreciate that, because at times like this it would be easy to say, you know, my schedule's packed, and could we do this Thursday? Senator Hoeven, been pretty good, too. He's got a busy schedule as well, but so does Kevin. We talked to him last, Chris, when? Was on, you were filling in for Todd on K-Fire Cafe, as I recall. So forget the day, but it was right before the New Year's holiday, as I recall, right?
You go to my page at KFYR.com, and it is posted there, as a matter of fact. If you
yeah, is Chris Larson up right now in the mains? Daniel? Chris, can you hear me? I don't know where we got him, but if you get him back. So anyway, Chris, great job on that. We've got a – if I showed you the email and text trail of everybody in Congressman Armstrong's office that works with us, Connor, his press guy, Roz, his chief of staff, and the senator himself by text, or the congressman himself, Kelly Armstrong, by text, you'd say, we've done everything in our power to let him know we want him to come on and be here. He was on Chris Berg last night. All I got from that was that he believed if he voted the way the majority of our listeners and our callers want him to vote, it would be a no vote. It would be for Trump and object and then get to some evidence. He's a good lawyer. Give him one piece, give another House member another. Same thing in the Senate. Everybody pick one thing and do their best 2 hours on all the evidence that we know to date. Kelly Armstrong, do that and do that well. But he believes to do that it would be unconstitutional. That's the term he used with Chris Berg. I get it. I get why he's talking to... Is Senator Cramer here yet? I believe he's calling him the same numbers he normally does, but maybe because he's a little... let's see here. I think he usually might call Fargo rather than you, Daniel. Is that right, Todd? Does Kevin usually? We should probably call him. We should probably call him.
I was going to say, he usually calls us, but
yeah.
Unless he got tied up with some other media or whatever, or just lost track of time.
He's usually not late, but we'll take care of that. Call the number you got there. So, Chris, quickly, how many times have you asked Congressman Armstrong to come on the show?
Oh, it's easily a dozen times at this point. Well, I'd say more than a dozen as of earlier today.
And what answer do you get in reply?
Usually it's, I'm not sure if we'll be able to make it work. I'll let him know. We'll have to see. Or just plain not available at this time.
All right. Those are facts, folks. I like Kelly Armstrong. I'm trying to give Kelly Armstrong an audience with the largest radio listening audience, bar none, in the state of North Dakota. It's not even a close contest. Again, I'm not being prideful. Do your own research before you believe me. And you got to factor a lot of things in. Not just some company from New York that doesn't care about Fargo. You got to look at the board I look at every day, where people are calling from. What's the statistics and how many listeners call, Todd? Percentage-wise, 1%?
I hear anywhere between less than 1% and as high as 3%, but in reality, 90-some-odd percent of people are not and would never call.
At one point early in the effort of What's on Your Mind, when I replaced another talk show host on K-Fire, the total listenership with all the radio stations on any given show was 150,000 people a week. So that means a good chunk of North Dakota's listeners are tuning in at one point during the week. I don't know what those numbers are now. I don't even know who those numbers came from, and it's ancient history. But, Todd, the ratings you look at from the day we started till the day we are today, what is our rating point?
Let me run that and just get the latest, because I got to admit I haven't run that lately, just to know it off the top of my head.
But you know this number, the share. So the share has gone from just rough numbers when we started this, when another host was on.
Well, it rocketed all the way to a solid between a 15 and 17 percentage, way ahead of number two. So.
And number two would be the next station down. Where would the other host with initials of JH be?
Barely appearing. The Fargo affiliate actually did better than the Bismarck affiliate in the Bismarck ratings. Not by much.
I'm not going to say anymore. I'm not trying to be prideful. I'm just saying that's the audience.
That's what it is. I mean, it's.
Yeah, okay. Appreciate it. Senator Kevin Cramer is hooked up and ready to go. Thank you for taking time for the good listeners of North Dakota. I'm going to let them chat with you today, but tell us what the last 24 hours has been like real quick.
Well, I watched the president's rally last night with Chris. We popped some popcorn in our efficiency apartment here in Washington. Spent some time watching some Netflix. Yesterday was a bit of a whirlwind. Spent a lot of time with some technical experts and engineers and lawyers and investigators and trying to get a sense of evidence. Or at least if there is any evidence and where it might be and who has it as it relates to potential claims of fraud and whatnot in elections in various states. Pretty much it's just not an average day, but it was, it's the same 24 hours and I pack as much into it as I can, but it did involve a little entertainment last night, including watching the president.
Well, you're good to do that in the middle of a firestorm, because I think it's fair to call this a firestorm as we know it in Washington, D.C., as we know it in a fallen world. But you're grounding yourself while you're making big decisions. This vote tomorrow, will it be the most consequential of, the last 20 years? One of the most consequential in our history? Is it a big deal?
So it's a great question, Scott, because I think it has to do more with how you vote. So, in other words, It's certainly the most consequential vote. Well, let's put it this way. Nothing that's going to happen tomorrow is going to change anything. So that's what I mean by the consequence. Now, when you have a declaration of war and you're not sure how it's going to go, you know, a president asks you to, you know, as Congress presents with them, you know, the evidence for a declaration of war, that's a really consequential vote. It's hard to imagine in Congress ever having a higher consequence. This would be very consequential, the difference being that nothing that's going to happen tomorrow is going to change the outcome of the election, short of a divine intervention into, you know, in some way. And I'm not sure what the will of God is. I've been seeking it for myself personally, and I'm quite confident about what he has inspired my conscience to do and be, and put a lot of people in front of me and a lot of, you know, information in front of me with regard to that. So, but yes, if there was actually going to be a vote to overturn the election, which is not in the Constitution, there's no authority like that in the Constitution for Congress, but yeah, that would be more consequential probably even than a declaration of war.
And if you are shouting at your radio now, at Senator Kramer, I would urge you to look at Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution, because that's what he's talking about. Now, the problem is the states blew it, the courts blew it, and now you get this crap sandwich, as we said yesterday. And people, they're saying, look, just use the standard of evidence that the Democrats did to impeach the President of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you use that standard to judge whether this stuff is true? Because they believe, as I do, in my heart of hearts, this election was stolen from Donald Trump. It was stolen. You only need to look at, but I get it. I know what your standard is to prove that out, and you've got to have something. I told the story earlier that you said at one point, okay, pick one state, pick the dead voters that voted, and find 1% of them where you can give me the name, the date of birth, and their death certificate. Then there's worth looking in more, and we'll get our investigators in it, and we'll go in there and say that could be something. So I get your standard is different, but why does it have to be? Why isn't a yes vote to say, let's take 2 hours, 20 hours, whatever it takes, the Ted Cruz, Jim Lankford approach of saying, yeah, I'm going to object, and here's why. I want a 10-day period to review all this before I sign off on that. Why not go that way?
Well, Scott, because the Constitution doesn't give us that authority. So before you apply the standard of evidence, and I've been applying standards of evidence, I've begged people in the Trump administration to give me evidence. And so have courts, by the way. And by the way, you probably know they're in court today in Georgia. They finally got a federal judge to take up a case in Georgia, two cases actually, one that the state should have taken up that the state wouldn't. And so this federal judge has agreed to take it up. I don't know what the outcome is going to be. Well, none of us does. But the first point, though, is, and it's not just Article 2. Article 2 obviously references, you know, the three articles, of course, reference the various branches of government. But the 12th Amendment, which people like Ted Cruz are using as their authority, in no way gives that authority to the Congress of the United States. And the 10th Amendment, which I've spent 8 years fighting myself silly over, which does state very emphatically that any powers not enumerated for the Congress of the United States belong to the states, that is only strengthened in the 12th Amendment. And the 12th Amendment says we count the votes after they've been presented in a sealed envelope to the President of the Senate, and they're opened and read.
Okay, can I just interrupt you for 1 second?
Please. Yeah.
All of that sounds like noise to people. And I know you're talking about the Constitution, so it isn't noise. But they say, we'll have no country to use a Constitution to guide if you don't fight like hell and die on this hill. And
if you blow up the Constitution, you have no country. You certainly don't have a free one if you blow up the Constitution.
Well, here's where I'm getting confused. I don't know how doing what they're asking you to object based on getting the evidence you're asking for vetted, to know if there's fire with this smoke, is blowing up the Constitution. We'll take that when we come back with Senator Kevin Cramer. He'll be here for 5 more minutes. And Chris and Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation. And all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family. In spirit, went. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you haven't gone to MedoraChristmasLive.com yet and downloaded that incredible show that Bill Sorensen and his team did, do me a favor, do it. Especially in the middle of all this craziness. Turn Fox and OAN or AON or whatever the heck it is off. Turn everything off. MedoraChristmasLive.com. Watch that. You can download. It's $25. Best $25 you'll spend in 2021, I promise you. If you don't get in on the show today, and you really want to do, and you wanted to tell Kevin Cramer what he needs to hear, John Hovind what he needs to hear, Kelly Armstrong what he needs to hear in your eyes about what they should do tomorrow, in what I believe is in the middle of the most consequential week in my lifetime in American politics, in our history, you can call the Be the Buffalo hotline at 855-200-1776. You get it? It's kind of why I picked that last four numbers there. 855-200-1776. But Oasis Petroleum won't be able to be the Buffalo. and hire people that have the Buffalo spirit if there's no America. And that's why we're fighting so hard. I believe we're fighting for the same things. Everybody that wants our delegation to vote one way is fighting for the same thing. They're saying they're voting that way. But we all have to just slow down enough to say, okay, why do you think that? Okay, there. Okay, what do I need? And Senator Kramer, I think this is a perfect example. You talked about the meeting you were in yesterday with all these Uber experts. And they started talking about foreign influence, which I believe there was. Crying out loud, I just saw a box of the Dominion machines made in China. I talked to a software expert here that said, you can spend all the money you want on machines. You can dig into them. There's software that shows you what you want to see, but behind the software is other stuff. So you need zillions of brainiacs and zillions of millions of dollars to prove this all out. I believe in 18 months or so, we'll know who was right in this. My question is, do we have the time? So that's why I ask you, when somebody says foreign influence, what's your question to them for proof, for evidence? What do you need from them to say, I will go object?
They need to prove it in a court of law or in a legislative hearing where the legislature changes the slate of electors. So I'm interested in all of that, and I want all of that. They've been in that, basically, they being lawyers, at getting this information to courts. Just as an example, I was given a document yesterday from one of these people that means well, but here's what they said when I said, I need hard evidence. This piece says, those targeted inquiries, they say, we get this, this, and this, these legal opinions from NSA and others. Those targeted inquiries will likely identify hard evidence of foreign involvement. But see, likely identify is not evidence. The evidence needs to be gotten in a court of law or someplace where there's a standards of evidence. And objecting to moral, and I don't impugn the, I'm not impugning at all, Scott, the motives of people who've chosen to use tomorrow and tomorrow's objection as a way to make a larger point. And the problem with that is I
don't think it's a point. All due respect, I don't think it's a point they're trying to make. I think it's much larger than a point. They're saying it's the last line of defense. Right?
Read Ted Cruz's comments. Read Josh Hawley's comments. That's exactly what they admit they're doing. They're going to make a point. You know, and then they're going to form.
I'm talking about the people of North Dakota.
Oh, okay,
I'm not talking
sure.
about those two.
Oh, sure, yeah. But the people of North Dakota need to understand, in my view, that blowing up the Constitution, blowing up the Electoral College, without the authority to do it.
Come on, Kevin. How is blowing up the Constitution saying, I object until I hear evidence, like you have the ability to do? If you don't hear the evidence, you vote the other way.
Because there's no place in the Constitution, Scott, and I would challenge all of your Constitution readers who have pocket one, no doubt, right in their pocket right now, to show me where in the Constitution of the United States Congress has the authority to object to electors. And I could read the entire amendment of the 12th Amendment if you'd like, and juxtapose it with the 10th Amendment if you'd like, and I know a lot of your, why do you think, I'm just saying for me personally, I went through the Constitution multiple times, prayed about it days and nights.
I'm not asking this flippantly, who do you work for?
I work for the people of North Dakota, and I'm bound by oath to the Constitution of the United States of America. And I don't burn up the Constitution, you know, over anything, Scott, nothing.
How much is your personal faith guiding what you're doing?
100%. My conscience is captive to the Holy Spirit of God. My oath is to the Constitution of the United States of America. The people I work for are the people of North Dakota. Those are the people that I respond to. And keep in mind, remember, I am in the United States Senate. The Senate was created by our founders. Specifically for the cooling off period that the House doesn't have, right? I mean, we can go through the whole civics lessons about the difference between the House and the Senate.
I get it. Here's what I'm asking you.
Yeah.
North Dakotans want you to fight. Do you feel like you're fighting as hard as you can fight for the true outcome of this election within the rules of the Constitution? Do you feel like you're fighting as hard as they want you to fight?
Scott, I'm in Washington today. Do you know how few senators are in Washington today? I was in Washington yesterday meeting with people. You know how many few senators are in Washington? I've raised $250,000 for Trump's lawyers. Do you know how few people have raised $250,000 for Trump's lawyers to keep digging into this and working this very, very hard? But at the end of the day, Scott, it's not enough. It's not just about one person fighting. It's about how you can achieve a victory as well. And so I'm captive to my conscience and to the Constitution of the United States.
People know where you're coming from. Yeah. People know where you're coming from, and that's important right now. There's a lot of venom going around, and I don't ever know venom to solve anything. And I hope we just take a breather. And by the way, I believe Senator Cramer believes there is a path. He even put it in his statement. So we'll talk more about that tomorrow. Chris in Grand Forks, stay tuned.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.